Illinois State University just moved one step closer to being able to use a cheaper saliva-based COVID test developed just down the road at the University of Illinois.
What I can tell you, we are fully committed to doing everything we can to try to work together to make that happen as soon as possible.
That's U of I Professor Marty Burke. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, August 20th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. There were a record 51 new cases reported yesterday. It was mostly people in their teens and 20s. McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight said more young people and college students are getting tested for the coronavirus as they return to school. We also continue to see large numbers of cases from gatherings, household contacts, and off-campus activities. The county's testing positivity rate also jumped to 2.7%. It's the highest it's been in over a month, but it's still below statewide and national averages. Meanwhile, ISU administrators say they plan to ramp up talks with the University of Illinois about a quick, cheap coronavirus test that just received emergency authorization from the FDA. U of I chemistry professor Paul Hergenrother and research team developed the test that uses saliva instead of nasal swabs. He says it avoids supply chain bottlenecks on swabs and protective gear.
We knew that we needed such a test at a university of this size, that we needed something that was very, very convenient.
The U of I's Urbana campus can run 10,000 tests a day to support the twice-a-week testing required for everybody on campus.
The idea is if you can test everybody rapidly and report back results back quickly and test them frequently, then you can, when positives do arise, which they will, the idea is that you isolate them quickly before they can spread.
Professor Marty Burke, who helped develop the test, says the goal is to make it available to other colleges, like ISU.
We like to underpromise and overdeliver, so I don't want to kind of give a specific time frame because I don't think we yet exactly know. But what I can tell you, we are fully committed to doing everything we can to try to work together to make that happen as soon as possible.
ISU President Larry Dietz has said the saliva test costs about $2 a pop compared to about $100 per test that ISU is paying now. An ISU spokesperson says it may take time to create lab space to handle tests of students here in Normal. At least 7 ISU students and 8 faculty and staff have tested positive for COVID so far this month, and more are expected. ISU says it plans to launch an online public dashboard soon with campus COVID numbers. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Illinois Wesleyan University says it's responding to a cluster of 10 COVID cases among students living in separate off-campus housing units. Some of the students had symptoms, many did not. Authorities say one man is dead after apparently becoming trapped under a large mower in the YWCA McLean County parking lot yesterday morning. The YWCA says none of its staff, children, or clients were involved. Bloomington police have launched a new online system for residents to report certain minor offenses like criminal damage to property or lost property. In one of the largest annual sporting events in McLean County, the State Farm Holiday Classic basketball tournament has been canceled due to the pandemic. It was scheduled for late December. Find more on those stories at WGLT.org. Let's admit it, summer 2020 has been awful, but some in Bloomington Normal have managed to find bright spots in an otherwise dark summer. These are WGLT's Best Things of the Worst Summer. Today, we bring you Edwin Lamb of Bloomington. A lot of us have put on some extra weight during the pandemic, but not Edwin. He started his fitness journey in 2018 after a health scare on a work trip. As a man in his early 30s, it was a wake-up call that inspired him to alter his lifestyle.
As you kind of get into your 30s a little bit, you kind of realize, hey, I'm not getting any younger. And you start kind of looking at the long view, and I want to be able to be active, you know, in my 40s, 50s, 60s, and hopefully longer.
By the time quarantine hit, he had lost 20 pounds. But the new norm did not make it easy for him to stay motivated and maintain that healthy lifestyle.
It was hard mentally, you know, especially there was times where, you know, you didn't want to do anything. You know, you just wanted to just kind of watch Netflix and, you know, try not to drink too many beers and everything during the quarantine.
Edwin said developing a routine, that's key when it comes to maintaining a healthy lifestyle change, and adapting to the new normal was difficult.
The routine was, I went to work, came home, immediately went to the gym. But initially, especially working from home, you know, you don't really have that break. So you're already home all day, and it's so easy just to not you know, put on the workout video or go out for the 3-4 mile run.
Despite the challenges, Edwin managed to keep the weight off and even continue to progress, losing an extra 5 pounds.
I just really wanted to see how far I could push my body, but yeah, there's definitely times where it's, you had to remind yourself that, you know, you're doing this not just for 10 weeks, but this is the start of a lifelong thing.
His favorite part of the health journey was learning about how to properly fuel his body through a class at Farrell's Gym in Bloomington.
They just kind of teach you to make better food decisions, you know, really cut out sugar, you know, just try to put good food into your body.
When asked what he would tell others who want to pursue a healthier lifestyle themselves, Edwin wants to remind people that no one's journey is the same, and that's okay.
I would just say that if you don't think you can do it, you really can. And don't worry about what other people are doing or what they look like. Everyone's body types are different.
Edwin says you can do it all in baby steps. You don't need to take it on all at once. Good advice during a pandemic. If something truly great happened to you this summer, we want to hear about it for the series, WGLT's Best Things of the Worst Summer. Email us at news@wglt.org and we'll be in touch. Before we let you go, Congressman Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood will appear together at the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's State of Congress event today at 1, and the Normal Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 5 o'clock tonight to discuss a residential project on the agenda. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at wglt.org.